Cause it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. It's January 22nd, 2019, and you're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 1 hour, as we discuss the Trump Phenomenon. And you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443 to offer your insights in the gone of recent times, and especially the last 24 hours as the Trump era unfolds. And no better place to watch that unfolding than in the posts of the tweets of Donald Trump. And the what an odd thing, Twitter and tweets. But it's Donald Trump has found that tool readily at hand and used it to create his own direct 440-volt pipeline straight to you and me. It's wonderful. The and let us take a peek here at the latest in tweetdom. Get it up here for us. I'll skip a couple tweets here. Let's see. Where should we start? Some pretty good ones in here. Now, Donald Trump keeps up. One of the things that's remarkable here is how Donald Trump keeps up with everything that you and I try to keep up with. He watches the news shows that we watch. He reads the material. He reads Breitbart. He refers to Breitbart constantly. He watches Fox, referring to it constantly. He's almost doing a running commentary on the shows. And to back up a little bit and look at what does this mean? What's going on here? The fake news media, which Donald Trump is the great one in pointing out how fake the fake news is. It's a constant running show. It's a shapeshifter that's a show, really, a narrative that is being fed to the public. And Donald Trump has come in and disrupted it. He is, the movie The Wizard of Oz. He is the man who has pulled away the curtain so that we see the wizard behind the curtain. And I've kind of forgotten the scene in the movie there, but doesn't the little dog Toto bark at the wizard? Something like this. Anyway, maybe bite him in the ankle. I don't know. I forget what he did. But the wizard is made to look stupid. And Donald Trump is making the fake news look stupid. And he's relying, of course, he has with him, helping him out. There are a few entities like Fox News, parts of Fox News are helping out. And Donald Trump is relying upon them. He can't do it all by himself. So the one of the things he's commenting on in his recent tweets is the Covington High School students. And the episode, well, notice this. Again, if you look at this shape-shifting phenomenon of the fake news, they all run like a pack of dogs together, of hyenas. They are running the same story every day. I mean, they copy each other. They run off the same script. So when they thought they had a story that fit their narrative, with the Covington High School students. I won't go into detail on the story. You probably know it. You've been watching it. more than probably have been watching it, because it's everywhere. And it turns out, of course, that the fake news got caught with their pants down, that there was no story there, that the story was quite the opposite of what they were fabricating. And embarrassingly so. But notice, I mean, when you think about it, okay, a group of kids on a tour, like on a bus, are in Washington, D.C. They're pro-life kids from Covington, Kentucky, which is across the river from Cincinnati. I've been there. Should remember better than that. And so it's upper middle Kentucky, across the river. It's just a busload of high school kids. How does this become a national story? Then you have there on the sidewalk there in Washington, D.C., you have some idiots, some idiot left-wing people yelling at the poor high school kids. How is this a national story? We live on planet Earth. We live in a world where a lot of really important things are happening. The Chinese are in the process of surpassing our military. The Chinese are in the process of surpassing our industry and technology. We're in a world where the Chinese are graduating 10 times more engineers than we graduate. In other words, a lot of big, important things are happening. We're in a world where huge things are happening that should be news, but they're not talked about. Instead, we're given on every channel by all the networks and all the newspapers this group of high school students who just happen to seem to fit their story of white people are bad, we're nasty. And so this becomes the so-called, and here's where Donald Trump's insight kicks in, it becomes the fake news. It's as if the left had a group of chefs who put together a menu every day. And the soup du jour. And the soup du jour in the last couple of days was the Covington High School hateful white people. And that became the news. But that's not news. I mean, even if everything there happened according to their narrative, even if the Covington kids were the horrible, hateful people that they're not, they're in fact the wonderfully wholesome and handsome, rock-solid American youth that they appear to be. But even if they had been something other than that, that's not a national news story. In other words, the news is not the news. The news is a show. And Donald Trump has disrupted this show, and he's unnerved the people. Like I think in The Wizard of Oz, the wizard is greatly unnerved when the screen is ripped apart. He loses it. And that's exactly what the sufferers of Trump derangement syndrome are exhibiting. As the screen is pulled back from their sham, their fakery, they have lost their composure, and they're doing really nutty things. Anyway, so that's I'm just kind of giving a distant view of what we're seeing on a regular basis, on a daily basis. We're not seeing news. We're also not seeing the application of intelligence. Well, let's see what now. But let's go to a website like Breitbart, where there is news does appear, actually. And see what's going on top of Breitbart. And let's before we do that, let's go to Donald Trump, a little more of his tweeting. Here is the application of intelligence. 10 hours ago, the president tweets. Former FBI top lawyer James Baker, he's the general counsel to the FBI, top attorney for a big organization. How many people? Close to 40,000 in the FBI. Former FBI top lawyer James Baker just admitted involvement in FISA warrant and further admitted there were irregularities in the way the Russia probe was handled. They relied heavily on the unverified Trump dossier paid for by the DNC and Clinton campaign and funded through a big crooked Hillary law firm represented by her lawyer, Michael Sussman. And then in parentheses, the president writes, do you believe this? Worked Baker hard and gave him opposition research for a Russia probe. This meeting, now exposed, is the subject of Senate inquiries and much more, an unconstitutional hoax. And then he gives it as a reference, as a link, at Fox News. Let me just see how that link works out. Let me just see if it reads through to anything, a tab. But in other words, he got this information, what he's telling us. I got this information from Fox News. And that's sort of one of the points I was just making a moment ago. But notice in the parentheses, do you believe this? So here's our president, who is the subject of all of this. The Trump dossier is about him. Imagine if I had a Kelso dossier as bad as the Trump dossier. What must it feel like to be written up like that in a fake smear of who you are? And he's sitting in the White House viewing this on Fox News, which he's watching. And he's finding out that the top FBI lawyer is in bed with Hillary's lawyer, Michael Sussman. And he writes, do you believe this? In other words, there's the connection right there. There's the criminal corruption. There's the conspiracy right there. And this is admitted. James Baker admits it. But no one's investigating it. And by the way, it's hopefully that we hear our president say is the subject of Senate inquiries and much more. Boy, I wish it were much more. Just as the president is wishing right there. That's wishful thinking. Hopeful thinking. Because it's not. Is Lindsey Graham going to pursue that as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee? I'm going to bet a dollar to a donut he doesn't. I'm going to bet a dollar to a donut. It's going to be less productive even than the inquiries of such matters were in the House committees, which never got a result. No prosecution. Nobody brought to justice. Just some people like you out there in this audience and me and a few people like the president himself keeping track, following, you know, the bits and pieces of information that come out, putting them together in our minds. But it never came together. So is Peter Strzok going to jail? No. Lisa Page? No. Andy McCabe? No. James Baker? No. Michael Sussman? Forget about it. They're not going to jail. They're not going to get a parking ticket. Now, I'm just speaking. That's my expectation. I obviously don't have a crystal ball. I don't know for sure what's going to happen. But that's my, you know, if I had to bet the ranch on, I would say no. None of those people are going to jail. And it's kind of like other things that we've seen. We never got the truth about 9/11. We just have these valiant efforts by people like you out there in the audience. People like Richard Gage, who created AE911truth.org. Just one guy, one single guy who created that website and has just stuck it out. But what the enemy is counting on is that we all grow old, we all, our energies fade, another generation comes up that wasn't even alive during 9/11, and it falls upon us older folks to somehow persuade the younger ones that this thing that we remember actually matters a lot. Will we succeed? You know, and meanwhile, there's a constant tide going the other way. There's a constant flood of disinformation launched by the exactly what George Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair, my own cousin, predicted, partly observed and partly predicted in his book 1984, that if you could take over the means of communication, if you could take over the dissemination of information, you could control people. You could get people to think, not just control them in an involuntary way, not just make them do things against their will. No, you could control people from inside of their heads. You could make them think that they do love Big Brother. You could make them think like demon rats. And here we are. We're living it. Let's look for another one here. So that's a great tweet by our president, who all these things to think about. And he, by the way, notice that when he writes about these things, he gets it right. His sentences, he has summarized that better than I do usually every time. Here's an interesting one. This is a tweet 11 hours ago. The reason Sarah Sanders does not go to the podium much anymore, and I didn't realize that was going on. I didn't notice that, is that the press covers her so rudely and inaccurately. In particular, certain members of the press, people like this slimeball Jim Acosta, I'm inserting that. I told her, get this from the president, I told her not to bother. The word gets out anyway. Most will never cover us fairly, and hence the term fake news. So you've noticed that there's another individual as the deputy press secretary. I hope I'm remembering his name right. Hogan Gridley. And he's very good, just as Sarah Sanders is very good. I'm wondering if this is what was, we've been seeing Hogan Gridley more and Sarah Sanders less. And here's the president giving us an explanation. I told her not to, she doesn't have to subject herself to the abuse from these baying hyenas of the fake news press, these vicious people. Okay, here's another story about the fake news. This is 11 hours ago. Last time I went to Davos, there in Switzerland, and by the way, one of the headlines, something like more than 1,000 private planes have flown into Davos for a conference on global warming and the green solution. And all these people are coming in on their private jets. What's wrong with this picture? Last time I went to Davos, the fake news said I should not go there. This year, because of the shutdown, I decided not to go. And the fake news said I should be there. The fact is that the people understand the media better than the media understands them. So true. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Fell to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big Donald. Big Bad Donald John, that is. And, you know, here it is, just kind of illustrating what we're talking about right here. Donald Trump just tweeted, you know, I'm going to hit update again here, because he's in the White House or wherever he may be. He's tweeting away 23 minutes ago. He tweeted after watching something that I watched on Fox. I watched on Tucker Carlson's show. Someone was being interviewed, and his name is DeRoy Murdoch of National Review. And so here he is. The president is quoting, I don't know if he's like taking incredibly fast notes and is able to quote somebody almost in real time. He's doing it. He says, we are now, he's putting the quote here that this, now National Review, of course, has just gone down the toilet as a publication, and did everything it could to defeat Donald Trump with their Never Trump cover story back during the the primaries and in the election. But the so here's this statement from this guy who does make some sense from National Review. He says, "We are now exporting oil, which is the first time in my lifetime. We are right now the largest producer of oil and gas. This is not good if you're Vladimir Putin, where your chief export is oil." And then he says, so I think the president is doing this from memory, and he's doing a darn good job of almost being a transcriber or a, yes, a transcriber. And then he says, White House agent, not good for Kremlin. And what the National Review guy was saying is, if Donald Trump is a toady for Vladimir Putin, why is Donald Trump doing something that really is not good for Vladimir Putin, which is greatly, greatly increasing American production of oil and natural gas, which has what consequence, folks? Did you notice the price at the pump when you last filled up your gas tank? How cheap your gasoline is right now? How low your natural gas heating prices are now? Thank you, Mr. President. He's the man who did that. Well, that is bad news. And I don't wish bad news on Vladimir Putin, but it is, that is bad news for Vladimir Putin. So Donald Trump is not doing Vladimir Putin any favors when he lowers the worldwide price of oil, because that is the Vladimir Putin's primary source of funding for his government. So cheap oil, cheap gas, bad news for Russia. So the obvious laughable point is the president is not getting coded messages from his boss, Vladimir Putin, telling him to lower the price of oil and gas. And by the way, President Putin has done this not only by greatly increasing our nation's production with a number of initiatives, pipelines, access to real estate in which to explore for oil, reduction of regulations upon businesses, just a myriad of things that made the government less hostile to the production of energy in America. He's also done things like personally calling up people in the Middle East and saying, hey, too high on that oil price. And within 24 hours, price came down. Funny thing, the influence that a powerful American leader can have. Donald Trump has done this. So he's lowered the price of OPEC oil simply by jawboning the leaders of OPEC. And why would they respond? Why do they heed the words of our president? Because they know he says what he means, and he means what he says. Unlike the other buffoons that they have had to deal with in the American government. Let's find another good tweet here. That was just 23 minutes ago. We did the let's see. He says, no, this is another hopeful tweet. I've never seen the Senate Majority Leader and Republicans so united on an issue as they are on the humanitarian crisis and security on our southern border. We'll come back to that and your calls right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, What do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here. And I was just looking at Ann Coulter's tweets, and one of the things she retweets is let me find it here. Where's your Twitter? Here it is. Here's her tweeting, Ann Coulter. She retweets something from somebody who uses the name Virginia Dare. Now, that would be either John or Peter Brimelow. It must be. And these are the two brothers, twin brothers, who created the website vdare.com. VDare stands for Virginia Dare. And the, you know, I've said what a disservice white nationalism has done to the cause of white folks. Especially by its association with Adolf Hitler, my least favorite guy, put it that way. But V. Dare has not done this. Peter Brimelow and John Brimelow have not participated in this stupidity. So they are what white nationalism could have been, should have been, and did not end up being. But their website, I cannot recommend it highly enough, vdare.com. And they've got some excellent articles. Let's just pause for a moment. I haven't talked about vdare.com in a long time. Here's what they have up right now. At the top, here's the headline. Trumpism has made progress with the GOP leadership. But as Steve King atrocity shows, not enough. It's a very good headline. And then the graphic at the top says, Steve, Representative Steve King, he's the excellent Iowa congressman from Western Iowa, Representative Steve King removed from committee assignments amid white supremacist controversy. And then there's a, over the top of this, somebody's putting in the graphic, this was done by Republicans. And the article reads, an appropriate thought for Martin Luther King Day. The almost simultaneous mainstream media hysteria is about Representative Steve King and the Covington Catholic students are obviously driven by anti-white animus. But the reaction of the congressional GOP, which is a non-reaction in the case of the Covington Catholics, shows that they still have no clue what's going on. When GOP congressional leaders stripped Representative Steve King of his committee assignments over a disputed quote in that impartial source, the New York Times, they made all too clear that the Trumpian transformation of the GOP is far from complete. This is real wisdom here. The mainstream media decreed King's remark racist, even, incredibly, if he was just defending Western civilization, as he insisted. So naturally, Republicans had to punish him to appease their enemies. It's the same old story that happens time and again with Republicans. The sad part is the man who led the charge against King is a Republican leader who, surprisingly, has come far to embrace Trumpism and immigration patriotism, that is, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. It says read more. Let me see. Maybe I can open up the tab here and read a little more. This is a good article. Let me skip down here a little bit more. When it comes to defending Steve King's free speech, McCarthy failed big league. The new House Minority Leader responded to this controversy like most Republicans do, loudly condemn, make some dramatic gesture of appeasement, and hope the mainstream media moves along. It obviously sets a terrible precedent for any Republican lawmaker who dares to be politically incorrect. But this is the bed McCarthy has made. The bright side to McCarthy is that he will continue to support the president's immigration agenda and will likely not voice support for full-scale amnesty. The same cannot be said for the other well-known Republican who has made a Trumpian transformation, Senator Lindsey Graham. Now remember, folks, Graham was very anti-Trump in the campaign. Then he seemed to have an epiphany and started supporting Donald Trump, kind of. Interjected that. Back to the article. Both McCarthy and Graham represent a GOP establishment struggling to adjust to Trump, and both men represent different paths the party could take. McCarthy suggests a future where the party adopts Trumpist policy yet runs away from any comments the mainstream media deem racist, in quotes, which of course could be just about anything. Graham suggests a future party that adopts Trumpian bombast, but still tries to sneak in the establishment's discredited agenda of more wars and more immigration. This is very insightful, folks. So McCarthy represents the cowardly version of the Republican establishment trying to adjust to the success of Donald Trump, which they have to deal with. Graham represents the traitorous a branch of the Republican establishment. He says of Graham, he must remain suspect in the eyes of immigration patriots. Graham's preferred way to resolve the shutdown is for Trump to grant permanent legalization both to recipients of the DACA program and thousands of migrants from Central America and Haiti living in the U.S. on temporary protected status in exchange for a measly $5 billion for the wall. This writer is echoing just what we've said here on this show. Even before the 2018 midterms made it harder for Republicans to make an immigration deal with Democrats, Graham urged his party to sell out the Trump base. Graham has also strongly criticized Trump's decision to withdraw troops from Syria, calling it a stain on the honor of the United States. He hasn't lost any bit of his neocon fervor in the Trump era. So why do so many Trump supporters fall for the delusion that there is a new Lindsey Graham in town? And here's how Graham swings that trick. The South Carolina senator won over many Trump supporters last year with his aggressive defense of Brett Kavanaugh during his contentious confirmation. Graham aped Trump himself in mastering the art of unapologetically owning the libs. He tore into the vile lies promoted by the media and the Democrats. He shook off crazed protesters with pizzazz, and he bullied Senator Jeff Flake into voting for Kavanaugh. Yes, very good, very good. So it's showing how Graham is maneuvering. He gets us enthused about him by one thing, and then he turns around and he slides the knife in the between the ribs. Let me just take a look here on my caller board and see if I've got any callers. Let me just look down here. I don't think I do. So if you want to call in, 800-313-9443 will get you in and on the show. And then just more great tweets here from the president. I gave you that tweet from Ann Coulter referring back to VDare, which is Peter and John Brimelow, two great guys and a great website, and they're trying to do what a pro-white cause could have done if it hadn't been taken over by a bunch of Hitler fans. And maybe this can be salvaged, maybe not, but certainly Trump has de novo created something that is for our people, starting afresh. He says, here's a good one here. Without a wall, our country can never have border or national security. He tweeted this 14 hours ago. With a powerful wall, crime rates and drugs will go substantially down all over the U.S. The Dems know this but want to play political games. It must finally be done. And then here's a very important two-word sentence, no cave, meaning no cave in, I'm sure. No cave, exclamation mark. Those are wonderful words, very reassuring to hear those from our president. Ken in Texas, are you there?
Yeah. Are you wise to the senior executive service?
Yes.
That word, yes. President Trump cannot fire anybody, but he can cut their pay and send them to maybe ADAC, Alaska?
Well, yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ken, but my understanding is that they're at the highest, is it GS-17 and above or something? At the highest pay rank of government employees, there is a senior service that does have a lot of power, and they get a lot of perks for that. And this is illustrative. This is, you know, just one of many manifestations of the deeply entrenched power of the deep state. And these people are protecting. Some people have commented very well that one way to end the government shutdown is to cut off the pay of the congressmen and senators. And boy, they'll find us.
And Trump, yeah, can do that, can't he?
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
He can't buy, but he can send them to different spots. You know, also understood that law was passed by Carter.
Oh, and to answer your question, I don't believe the president has any power to cut the pay. Congress grants itself its own pay raises, and the so that's law. I don't think the president can countermand that.
Now, I heard there's a thing called a 30-day rule. Have you heard that?
No. I know that when they do pass their pay raises, they put a fig leaf on themselves to cover their nakedness by saying that the pay raise will not apply to those voting in this session. However, they all know that they'll all be there again in the next session when it kicks in. So it's just
with the 30-day rule, he can send out more notices. If that's true, and since Trump's had the longest shutdown, no president's ever used that rule. And now it's the 31st day, maybe he can use that rule and send him some more notices. Maybe lay them off.
Well, what I'm hoping, we talked with John in Missouri, who has a more charitable interpretation. He's a more hopeful one than I voiced in one of these shows, where I thought that the president's offer of a 3-year extension for temporary protected status and deferred action for childhood arrivals, that amounted to an amnesty. John in Missouri offered a more hopeful interpretation, which is that the president is actually not offering a genuine amnesty. He's offering an extension of what's already there that the Democrats will not accept. And maybe he's got another card up his sleeve that I'm unaware of. Maybe he's got a way out of this impasse. And maybe he has a grand strategy here that, so we're all going to have to wait and see what the president comes up with.
He might have been playing his cards until the 30 days went by.
That's one possibility. Another possibility.
He's doing. That's what it looks like he's going to do. Maybe.
Well, I think another possibility is that he may be wanting the American public to watch and see how radical, how left-wing the Democrat Party actually is, so that when he does pronounce a national emergency, and he does say, I am going to have the Army Corps of Engineers start building the wall immediately. When he does do that, the time will be ripe. He may be waiting for that right moment. He may be, instead of being played, one of the people at the Center for Immigration Studies said thought the president had been rolled. But maybe the president is playing the other side. He's playing them. And once he can show what liars they are, then he will have he will have built from the bully pulpit sufficient support to do it himself with executive.
The Vatican and castles have walls, don't they?
Yes, of course. And that's one of the things. By letting this play out over time, the president is making that point. All these very different points, the nastiness. And by the way, in his tweets, so we're not going to have time to cover it here, but he tweets, he gets down to detail, brass tacks. One of his tweets is about a crime spree. He says 4 people in Nevada. This is the president putting his attention on this one crime. 4 people in Nevada viciously robbed and killed by an illegal immigrant. Then he says another one, 26 people killed on the border in a drug, a cartel fight. Another tweet, 2 large caravans from Honduras broke into Mexico, headed our way. We need a powerful wall. So, and then just tweet after tweet, he's educating us. If Nancy thinks that walls are immoral, why isn't she requesting that we take down all of the walls that we now have? Let millions
maybe
of unchecked.
Trump, yeah. Maybe Trump don't know about it.
No, what I'm saying is he does know. He's educating. Wow. So answering John's, John may have a better case than I have. The president may be using this time, which he is gaining while the Democrats balk and refuse on his offer, which the public knows the president's put out an offer. Now the president has time. We have time to see and to learn how vulnerable our country is, how nasty the demon rats are, how much they want open borders. The American public maybe didn't realize this, that the demon rat party.
Democrats?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm using Jeanine Pirro's term, which I borrowed from her, demon rats.
I like Dumbocrats.
Dumbocrats. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm standardized on demon rats, and it speaks both to their evil with the word demon and to their nastiness and their deception, their lying with the word rats.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. Thank you, by the way, for calling, Ken. We'll go to Jeff in Georgia right after this break. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. I got Jeff in Georgia on the line. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, James. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
James, there's no way we can win with the cards stacked against us. As much as we love Trump, and I love Trump, but whoever controls the media controls the message, okay? If we were 50% of the population, and we're a little more than that still, you would think logically we would have 50% of the voice on the mainstream. Our voice is shut out because the media cartel and the banking cartel and the super PACs They have the money. They have the power. They have the organization. James, I've said this to you in private. We have to have a revolution. We have to overthrow this entity, this banking cartel, this media cartel. They're all one and the same. They're a cartel. And the only way to do it is to cancel the debt. It's nonviolent, of course. But you cancel the debt. That's a revolution.
Well, yes. Well, and, Patrick
and people say,
Jeff, listen to Patrick Buchanan. He's addressing the very same question you raise here, and we'll use this as our closing thought because we're going to run out of time. Here's what Patrick Buchanan says today. He says, among the reasons for Trump's political success, such as it is that today's conservative media did not exist back then, previous years, and this is things like Fox and Breitbart and this network here that you're speaking on right now. Yet still, the left's power over America's character and culture-forming institutions remains overwhelming. That's the point you just made. It dominates public schools and teachers' unions, mainstream churches, college and university faculties, media and entertainment, TV and film. That's Pat Buchanan saying this. And then he says, here's where he goes to the question of revolution, Jeff. What is taking place in the West today might be described as a struggle between the capital and the country it rules. England voted to leave the EU. London voted to remain. In the last, it uses that as an example of the phenomenon. In the last analysis, Kennedy was surely right. And he's referring to a quote, which I don't have on the tip of my tongue. He says, people who see the policies they have voted for rejected again and again by the very elites they defeated will inevitably turn to other means, there's your revolution, Jeff, to preserve what they have. And then he ends with this, the yellow vest protests in Paris show us that. And of course, those people in the streets in Paris, of course, they're not by nature violent, but they were burning cars. And they were lighting things on fire, and they were breaking things, and they are very, very angry. They are actually, obviously, they are a revolution. And Ron Paul has even said the same thing. He said on that question of voting, if you don't let people achieve change that they want by voting for it, they will revolt. And yes, that's we're staring at that, Jeff. You're right. Hey, folks, we'll see you all again to continue. Donald Trump will tweet away in the meantime, and we'll catch up with him tomorrow on this show. See you then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
resurrected republic.